started out at the toilet where we sort of met Adler.
All right, Parshas Devarim, Shabbos Chazoin. Parshas Devarim, Mishnah Torah, is Moshe Rabbeinu's Chazara of the entire Torah for Klal Yisrael. It's also Techocha to Klal Yisrael. Look, all the Rishonim, all the Farshim, will discuss the different methods of Techocha that Moshe Rabbeinu used. Why Moshe Rabbeinu chose to give the Techocha the end of the Torah. But the tachlis, while the tachlis of Mishnah Torah is to go over the whole Torah and to give the final tachach before Moshe Rabbeinu leaves. The Kli Yakar says that he's medag the lashon ve'ela dvar mishadib Moshe el kol Yisrael as opposed to el kol bnei Yisrael or el bnei Yisrael, which is normal lashon. You don't normally say el kol Yisrael. He says pshat is that Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking to the gedolim in Klal Yisrael, not to the entire Klal Yisrael, and he was teaching the gedolim in Klal Yisrael how to give techacha. He was saying to them that you've got a chiyuv give techacha, and the way to give techacha is beremez. They're called Kol Yisrael because they're not just Bnei Yisrael b'yichus. They're called Yisrael because they take on the toyar of Yisrael. They carry they are not just Bnei Yisrael by the fact that they are the sons of Rabbi Yaakov, they are actually taken on the Kederich Yisrael Sabbath. They are actually Yisrael. So now, the idea of giving the Techocha right at the end of his life was because, in order not to have to repeat the same thing again and again and again, Moshe Rabbeinu gives it right at the end. Now, if you look, it's just interesting. If you look at the in Pasuk Gimel, it says, Vayhip Arbarim Shana Bashtei Asa Chodesh Be'echol HaChodesh Dibel Moshe El Bnei Yisrael. So it just starts again. First passing, did you notice this? First start, Eila Devarim Shdibel Moshe El Kol Yisrael. And exactly where it was. Then, in Pasuk Gimel, Vayhi Ba'barim Shana Vashtei Asa Chesh Be'echad L'Chodesh Dibel Moshe El Bnei Yisrael. So the other time we see El Kol Yisrael is by the mitzvah of Hakel, when the Melech reads the entire Mishnah Torah. It also says there, of Kol Yisrael be'oznehem. It's not a coincidence that we use the word Kol Yisrael over there, and what you actually read in Hakel is Mishnah Torah. Be'oznehem, there by Hakel, is when you talk to someone be'oznehem, you malachish be'oznehem, you whisper in their ear, you're giving them a very, very direct message. A direct message which is sort of hidden. A very direct message. So the reading of Mishnah Torah is a very direct message, but given beremez, that should be delivered just to those who are supposed to get it. Some say that the Dafke L'Gedolim, he spoke beremez at the beginning of the first pasuk in the parasha. Dafke L'Gedolim, he spoke beremez, b'chvoidom. In Pasuk Gimel, he's talking to Klal Yisrael, he says Dvarim Kipshutam. If the words in Pasuk Gimel are Dibe Moshe Bnei Yisrael, k'chol asher tziva Hashem oisoi aleihem. He's relaying a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to them. Then he could use, be very direct, and use the words that Hakadosh Baruch Hu told him to use. However, when he starts off the parasha, when he first speaks to the Gedolim, it says, Dibe al Kol Yisrael, so it's his own, when it's his own Techocha, then he's giving it beremez. So, I want to look through various, if in the whole, the entire parasha is really written, it's really a code, almost. Every short few words, there's so much meaning and so much background in the history of Klal Yisrael and the various events that took place in Klal Yisrael. I want to look at the pasuk in Chamishi, yeah, Perei Beis, what's the base? Panu lochem tzafoina. There's a medrash in Devarim Rabbah, this is a letter from Chaim Kaufman, there's a medrash in Devarim Rabbah, Aleph Yotes, it says, Omer Abchia, Omer lahem, Imri isem oisai, shemavakish lisgaris bachem. If you see that Esau is coming to come and fight with you, al tam du kenegdo, don't stand against him, elat spino atzmechem bimenu, go and hide yourself from him, at shiavai, lama until he passes. So when Esau comes to fight with you, don't stand up to him, rather, hide yourself. So, Omri Yehuda Bar Shalom, that is panu lochem, sofaino, which is spino atzmechem. When you get to Esau, when you get to Esau, don't fight with him. Pnu lochem tzofoino, go and be matzpin yourself, hide yourself from him. So Amr Rabbi Yehuda bar Shalom, Amr Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, Aviv Mevarach, Kaya Yisrael say Takash Baruch Hu, that Yitzchak gave Esav Bracha al Karb Chatechye, v'atam askim imoy. You're agreeing with him. You're saying that Esav should live al Karboy and we should just hide from him, we should run away from him. So why are you telling us that Spino as Atzim Chayimani, why are you telling us we should run away from Esav, hide from him? So Ulehecha Nivrach, where are we even supposed to go and hide from him? So Amalahem, im Re'isem Shem is Davig Lachem, Berichu Latur. If you see that Esav is trying to not come and fight with you, he's trying to make friends with you, join up with you, in order to encourage you to take on his Berachim, then Berichu Latur, run away to the Torah. What is that? Ve'ein tzufuna el la'Torah. So it says Nulachem tzufuna. It means go and hide. It means go and hide. Where? Go and hide within the Torah. When Esav comes to fight with you, go and hide within the Torah. Shnema yitzbein la'yesharim tzushia. It says in Mishlei, yitzbein la'yesharim tzushia. Look in Rashi there. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid the Torah for 26 days until the Dor HaMidbar. So the Punuch and Tzafon, go and hide yourself. Where should you hide yourself? Go and hide yourself within the Torah. The Chasam Sefer says, that Baruch Hu is teaching us, Punuch and Tzafon, he's teaching us Darkim Lachama. What is Darkim Lachama with Sar Shal Esav? The Derech to fight with Sar Shal Esav, which is Zetar, is Punuch and Tzafon. What do you do? He says, the Derech Ha'ilam is when someone comes to chase you, so you run away, then he comes. You run away, he comes to the same place. So you run back, run again. He comes to get you in the next place, you run again. You're in a perpetual state of pursuit and fleeing from him. So what are you supposed to do? Says the Chasam Sefer, that's not how you fight with the Yetzer. The way you fight with the Sarash Yetzer, the way you fight with the Yetzer, is go to Pnu Lachem Tzafayna, look into Matzvunei Levcha. It says go to the Shoyrish, and make sure that where the Torah is Tzofan Le'Sharm Tishir, he says, go and look, go and find out what is the core issue that's causing the Yetzer Hara. If you every time something comes up, a new Yetzer Hara comes up, you run away, tomorrow there'll be a new Yetzer Hara, and then the next day there'll be another Yetzer Hara. What are you supposed to do? He says, Pnulachem Tzofayna means, really go and look into the Matzpuni Lekha, find the Shoyrish of the issue. And when you fight the Sarashes, you fight the Yitzhara, you fight from deep within. Find out where there's a core issue. Something's rotten inside that is causing these very, very frequent problems. You've got to deal with that first. So he said, Pnu Lachem Tzafayna, they say Pshav as well, the same Mahalach, Pnu Lachem Tzafayna, you have to make sure that your Avodah is not just Minasaf Adachutz. It has to be that the Yishtabdu Kol Matzpune Liboy. The real, true, deep self has got to be completely meshubbat to avoid Hashem. When that is fixed up, we're not going to struggle with the Yitzhak as much. Now, the reason for the Golas was that Klai Yisrael were operating mitzvahs anoshim milumada. They had lost the heart, the depth, the matzvuni libam of Klai Yisrael wasn't holding by the Torah. It says Kaspecha in the Haftarah this week. It says Kaspecha ro the sigim. Kaspecha sorry hoya the sigim. Savcha mo mamayim. Says in Haftarah this week that at that time, Klal Yisrael, if you look at Rashi there, Rashi says their money was nechoshes. It was copper covered in silver, and their mashkin, which pashas means their wines, were mixed with water. Savcha mo mamayim. It was their wines were mixed with water. So, Pashtus, it means that it was Ganeva. They weren't honest. It was official with silver coins, and really was Nachoshes covered in silver. But really, Chayo is giving a Techocha to Klal Yisrael. That's true that on the surface it looks like silver, and Klal Yisrael are doing what they're supposed to be doing officially. But the Maisa inside is only Nachoshes. It looks like it's wine, but really it's only mixed with water. The Matzpune Libam of Klal Yisrael were rotten. Inside there was decay, which is leading to this external, all the problems that were coming up. Klal Yisrael were not practicing their ways of Hashem from within. So Reb Chaim Kreisworth used to say on Pasuk Beis Chavi here, Ki savoy lira is panai mi bikesh leis miyedchem rames chatzirai. The in Pasuk Beis there in where Hakadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, that Kisavoy Liris Pana, you come to be Oyler Regal. Me Bikesh Les Miyadchem, who asked you to come here in Regal? Ramas Chatzera is like you're trampling or treading through my chotze. Klal Yisrael were trying to fulfill the mitzvah, the iraisa of being Oyler Regal, Sharish Pam Mashana. So what was this Ramas Chatzera? He says that even though they were going, it was still just Ramas Chatzera. They were not going there, L'shem Shemayim. They weren't going there with this, with a real kavanah L'shem Shemayim. It was just Ramas Chatzera by rote. It's something which we do. We're supposed to go and do it, so we do it. Which is actually the main problem we have in Golos is as Golos rolls on, and years and years and years go by. Most of the things that we do it because we're used to doing it. As another year rolls into the next, even Avedus itself ends up becoming Mitzvah Noshim Adam Adam. Even Avedus itself, something we become used to, it's part of the process. The time of year comes round, by rote, we simply just go through the same actions and the same exercises over again. We keep the same things again, but without actually thinking about it. The Chofetz Chaim writes in Mishneh Berurah. So he quotes the Rambam on Hilchos Tanis, that there's no point in having a Tanis if the person isn't person doesn't do tshuva as well. Very simply put, if the actual avedas for the kolos that we're in becomes mitzvahs anashim milam adam, then we're back to we're literally in the same issue for the actual reason why we are in kolos. The Gemara in Yuma Lametes on base says for arbaim shlomi koyim lechorban hoyidalsas hechal niftafis me'alem. For the 40 years before the korban, the doors of the hechal used to open on their own. So this Reb Chaim Kreisler says it's pshat that when doors are closed, it symbolizes something hidden within. If you don't have anything inside the oitzah, there's no point in closing the doors. So these doors were opening on their own to show there was nothing tzafim bifnim. It was empty. The Klal Yisrael didn't have anything of value inside them at the time. That was a tegacha of pnulchem tzafayna. Now, a very central theme which comes up quite a few times in the parasha is the Melchama with the Malchei Amori, Tziche and Oi. Now, it's very, very interesting because I said that we'll go through this Rabbeinu Bachi, which Tavi Gravenmeister pointed out to me yesterday. A fascinating thing about Malchei, about the Melchama with the Malchei Amori. But let's see this first. Vayetze Amori, Hayoshev Bahara, who, Lekrosam, the Amori came out, they lived in the mountains, came out to meet them. Vayudifu Eschem Kashet, Asana Devorim. The Emori came out, they came and fought you, and they smote you at a charma, which Beseir at charma, which is mashma like that they actually literally were ready to wipe you out completely. It says Kashet Haseno had the Devorim the same way as the Devorim, as the bees would go and attack someone. Many explanations for the comparison between the Emori and the bee. Most famously is that the bee, when it stings, it dies. So it's the Emori, when they sting, they're going to die. The Ksavah Kabbalah says that the bees buzz around and they annoy you and frighten you first. And when they get you into the corner, that's when they come and sting you. That's what Emori would do as well. But the Griz says a different pshat. He says that is. Adar Charma is mashma, they finished you off. But Kedavarim is mashma, they don't finish you off, they themselves get finished off. When they come to hit you, they themselves die, like a bee. When a bee comes and stings you, it itself dies. So he says like this, the Pasuk in Tehillim, Pesukim in Tehillim say, we say, Kol goyim suvuni, b'shem Hashem ke'amilam. We're talking about all the goyim surrounding us, and we fight back. Sabuni gam suvavuni, the goyim surround us, gam suvavuni, and surround us again, B'shem Hashem ki amilam, and then sabuni kidevorim. They surround us like bees. Sabuni kidevorim. Toachu keish koytzim b'shem Hashem ki amilam. What are these sivuvim that the goyim are doing? All these sivuvim that brought in the sabuni gam sivavuni. Answer is when you see they're surrounding us, trying to trap us. They are so anxious about being able to get us. That is sabuni gam savavuni. If you surround a city and you're worried the first line of defense or line of offense is going to be breached, you put another line behind it. Sabuni gam savavuni. They're so anxious to do it, so important to them, to do it. They'll do everything they can to make sure they can wipe out Klal Yisrael. To the extent that Sabuni Kedavirim, they'll even come and fight us. They'll surround us like bees, and they'll be mois and nefesh to get rid of Klal Yisrael. What bothers them so much that they're prepared to give up on themselves to get rid of Klal Yisrael? So obviously, something about us bothers them enormously. Now you see, but already at the time of Shir Sayam, we say Shoma Am Migozen Chil Achaz Yeshay Ploshas Oz Nivalem Lufi Edom Eile Moy Vechzei Maror Namoy Goleshay Kanaan. Pretty much across the entire world, particularly the Middle East, everyone heard about what happened with Klal Yisrael, and there was an enormous fear. So they knew the danger, they knew the risk, yet they felt they had to come back and do what they had to do in Mesiras Nefesh. Now that tells us something about Klal Yisrael, which tells us that we have, that demands that the Goyim are Mois and Nefesh to get rid of us. So this is, Rav Dovid Ravenwurst will point out this, Rabbeinu Bachya to me, an amazing Rabbeinu Bachya. It's Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yeshua, to Mechazik him, he says, Inecho haroyes, you yourself saw, es kol asher osa Hashem elekeichem v'shnei ha-malachim ha'ele, you saw everything Hakadosh Baruch Hu did to Sichon and Og. Kein yasa Hashem l'chol ha-malachim ha'ele, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is doing the same thing to all of the, any other king and kingdom that come and fight with you. Why is Rabbeinu Bachya asked, Yeshua saw the Kriyas Yamsuf. He was there when he saw the Nisim upon which all of our Yad is based. Everything Zeche is Mitzrayim. The most seems to be the most important event, the most symbolic event in Klal Yisrael was Kriyas Yamsuf. And he's being Mechazik Yeshua, who saw Kriyas Yamsuf, by talking about Mechemes Sichei Va'oik. He's telling him, don't worry, like I dealt with them, and the deal with the other Mamlachis. Talk about Kriyas Yamsuf. You saw I got rid of the enormous Nisim. I got rid of Aparah and all of Chil Mitzrayim. So the Rabbeinu Bachya brings the Medrash. Koshim ha-yusichim va'oig yoseh mi'parah v'chei leisav. Sichim va'oig were more difficult than parah v'chol chei leisav, which means we know Sichim Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, we know the Shira. Says the Medrash, the events with Sicha and Oig were more significant than the events of Kriyas Yamsuf. Amru Olav Shira, the Medrash tells us, they're really, just like Klal Yisrael said Shira after going through the Yam, Klal Yisrael should have said Shira after fighting Sicha and Oig as well. But they didn't, and it was a big tevia on them. David HaMelech came v'om aleim shira shneim ala makim alachim gedayim kila lemchastoi v'yarek alachim adirim kila lemchastoi v'sichem eich meri mechavoshon. So there's so many different things over here which come to mind, because first of all, to me it was a great chiddush, but it's very very clear there's strong parallel between what happened to Paroi and all the Chil Mitzrayim and Sichon and Og. And the Medrash tells us that it's even more important that which happened in Sichon and Og, and that which happened. So the one thing that there is in Sichon and Og more than Paroi is Sichon and Og saw what happened to Paroi, and they came back to fight again, which tells you the urgency that they've got to come and fight Klal Yisrael. But there are many similarities between what happened then and what happened in the time of Mitzrayim. You can almost miss it. There's a Rashi which you can very easily miss in Perek Beis, Pasuk Chaf Hei. Look at Perek Beis, Pasuk Chaf Hei. Hayoyim hazeh ochel teis pach b'chol v'yiroschal p'nei ha'amim tachas kol ha'shamayim. Today I'm going to put this pach in Europe, Klal Yisrael, on all of the amim tachas kol ha'shamayim. Look at Rashi, tachas kol ha'shamayim. Rashi tells us that lomad sha'omdo chamol l'moy shabiyem v'chem ezoi. The sun stopped on the day of Mechemes Oig. The entire world noticed that the sun stopped. In exactly the same way, the entire world saw all the water split at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf. This was a message for the entire world that Klal Yisrael have this dominance. But what is the dominance of Klal Yisrael? So it seems like we're supposed to be scared of us as a nation. If you look at this equation between Mechemes Oig and Mechama with Paroi, you see that there's something there where Kesparuch Hu had to bring about these events in order to bring Klal Yisrael to the level they're supposed to be at. For Klal Yisrael coming out of Mitzrayim, they needed this breakdown of, this takedown of Mitzrayim. In order for Klal Yisrael going to Eretz Yisrael, they needed this takedown of Sichon and Og. There's something there which is stopping Klal Yisrael. Now the public display of Nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for Klal Yisrael on both occasions, you see in Sefer Yeshua, when the Meraglim of Yeshua went to and stayed with the Rochav, she said, if you look at the pasuk, she says to Klal Yisrael that I appreciate who you are. Why? Ki shamanu es hasharivish Hashem es meyamsuf ipanechem, because we heard about HaKadosh Baruch Hu moved the meyamsuf for you to go through. But Seischem Mitzrayim, the Asher Asisem Lishnei Malchei Amori. Direct equation. She goes on with the same fear that struck the entire world when HaKadosh Baruch Hu dealt with Mitzrayim in that way. Or straight away in the same passage, Asher Asisem, and that which you did, Lishnei Malchei Amori, Asher Be'eva Yadin Asichin Oig, Asher Chrantam Yisom. That you look what you did to Asichin and Oig, and that put enormous fear in us. But what did that fear do? Look at the next passage. No one else wants to come stand up against Klal Yisrael. Why not? Your God, Klal Yisrael, is Elokim b'shamayim, b'shamayim mal v'al ha'aretz mitochas. The tachlis of Klal Yisrael being saved is not to make Klal Yisrael into a nation which is so dominant and so powerful that it strikes fear in the minds of all the nations around us. The entire tachlis is that through HaKadosh Baruch Hu saving us, we bring about an enormous Kiddush Hashem that the entire world appreciate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elokim b'shamayim mal v'al ha'aretz mitochas. She equates the hashpah of Kriyas Yamsuf with the hashpah that there is of Melchem Asich HaVoy. The Shasana says they had to have this Melchama Usich and Oig in order to get into Yisrael. Like in Mitzrayim, where the Yitzias Mitzrayim took Klal Yisrael out of their own Mitzorim, took Klal Yisrael out of their own limitations of Tumah, this battle with Sichon and Oig, also battles with Sichon and Oig, also took Klal Yisrael out of that klipa, took away that klipa that held Klal Yisrael back from being able to be who they actually are. Now, when Klal Yisrael are at the level we're supposed to be at, we bring about tremendous Kiddush Shemayim. So this is what he pointed out to me. There's the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, the pasuk in there, Peir Beis in Shir HaShirim, which describe how at a time of the spring, where all of nature begin to sing Shira, the birds and the tzavtzav, they sing Shira, and the Rashi in Peir Beis, I think possibly you're basing your dad that says Ace Hazamir Yegia, the time of singing has come. Rashi there says the time of singing came, as in She'atem Asidim Loimar Shira Al Hayom. Why were Klal Yisrael taken out of Mitzrayim? Because they needed to sing Shira, which means they didn't sing Shira because they were taken out of Mitzrayim. Rather, they needed to be taken out of Mitzrayim because the time came for Shira to be sung to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tachlis of Klal Yisrael is to be able to sing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it's such a strong tevia on Klal Yisrael that they didn't sing Shira after Melchemes Oig, the Sichon and Oig, because the whole tachlis of that Melchama was that Klal Yisrael should sing Shira and bring this huge hashvah of Kiddush Hashem to the world. And that's why David came and saved us. When we say the Hoidus, we're actually saying a very, very significant Shira, which is the tachlis of this Melchemes Sichon and Oig. The bottom line is that Klal Yisrael had a responsibility. Klal Yisrael have a responsibility. We, Klal Yisrael, to Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, we have a responsibility. We've got to bring about this Kiddush Shem Shemayim. In order for this Kiddush Shem Shemayim to come out, that this Shira should be sung, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the entire Tzias Mitzrayim. It's very, very easy to understand then how we talk about Golos HaShechina. And we're in Golos, when we talk about Golos HaShechina, the understanding of Golos HaShechina is always sometimes a very esoteric thing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Golos. It's very simple. We've got a job to do. We have a responsibility. Now, when Klal Yisrael are at the pinnacle of their strength, the response that the Goyim have is, You see, Rachel said it wasn't that they were scared of Klal Yisrael so much. Yes, they're scared of Klal Yisrael. But the tachlis of being scared of Klal Yisrael, was, Ki Hashem Elokeichem Hu Elokim Mashmaim Aval Aretz B'Tochas. And that's why when Klal Yisrael in Golas, it's automatically going to be Golas Hashchina, because there's no one there to play that tune to the entire world and tell everyone that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Hu Elokim Mashmaim Aval Aretz B'Tochas. And that's why when we talk about Eicha Esa Levadi Torchacha Masachem Rivachem, everyone asks why the minig is we lane that in the Eicha tune. But the truth is, if you look at the Medrash, the Hashem Yishmur brings from his father, brings from Abinezer, brings the, he asks, why are we laying this in the, why are you laying this in the Eicha tune? If you look at the Medrash in Eicha says, in Eicha Rabba says, Shleisha Nisnabu Baloshan Eicha. Three were Nisnabu Lashon Eicha. Look, the word Nisnabu, yeah, three said Nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu, what he said over here, the word Eicha was Nevuah. That's what Mishnah Torah is, it's Nevuah, as opposed to just being like the rest of the Torah. Shlesha Nisnabu Lashon Eicha. Moshe Ra Yisrael B'chvoidam or B'shalvasa. Moshe Rabbeinu saw Yisrael when they were at the height of their own of respect, the in position of respect and peace. He still said, Eicha es salabadi torchachem masachem rivachem. Yeshaya saw Klal Yisrael b'pachazusam, which means when they were unstable. And he says, Eicha es salavzayna, Yirmi ara isam b'nivulam. He saw them in a state of the right, the end, the time of the Churban. Yirmi saw Klal Yisrael when they're ready in a state of nivula. And he says, Eicha yashva levad, Eicha yashva badad. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu say Eicha? Or if the Eicha Moshe Rabbeinu is saying is the time that Klal Yisrael are b'chvoidam u'b'shalvasam, then what's the Eicha? It's not sad. The Eicha he's saying is from Klal Yisrael a good time. So he's saying that there seems to be this tune that we're laying, this Eicha denotes a sadness. What's the sadness of it? So what the Avinezer says that Klal Yisrael, when they are b'shalvasam, and b'chvoidam, that's actually where you could see how bad the downfall is going to be. Klal Yisrael are so great that he's thinking, when they are so great and they're not doing well, when we talk about Torchachem Masachem Rivchem, Shom Shodron, you say Torchachem Masachem Rivchem, he says he brings from Rabbi Yechonam and Zakkai, brings the Gemara in Ksubas, Bochra Rabbi Yechonam and Zakkai, Va'oma Ashreichim Yisrael, Bezman Shal Yisrael, Mitzvayim Shal Mokheim, Ein Kol Umu V'loshen Shemetes Bochen. Rabbi Yechonam and Zakkai cried and said, the time that you're doing the Retzayin Hashem, no Umu can be Shoyla on you. Bezman Shal Ein Oysim Shal Shal Mokheim, Moisrin B'yad, Umu Shvala, Kosh Baruch Hu puts you in the hands of this very lowly nation. Why did he cry when he spoke about Klal Yisrael's godless? Because this was the problem. He says that you see, Klal Yisrael are so great that there's always a risk that if anything goes wrong, that's how far we're going to crash down. Klal Yisrael have got an innate responsibility to Mekadoshim Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us a godless by being the Am HaNivcha to be the ones who carry this banner and present to the entire world the godless Abayri. Our greatness, said Moshe Rabbeinu, Eicha Esa Levad, the kino over here, so to speak, is that he says, look how great you are, this is how great the risk is. If you're not careful to be able to maintain the level that you are at, everything's going to come crashing down, not just stand like anybody else. When Klal Yisrael go down, they go all the way to the bottom. Whenever it's always a lesson in contrast, that the greater something is, so that's why, just to finish off, that's why this Shabbos, Rav Lachem Sheves Ve'emek Abocha, When you look in the lesson of contrasts, where every Shabbos is chashuv, the Shabbos during the 3 weeks, where we be'eme kabocha, where there's avelus the entire week, the Shabbos during the 3 weeks, particularly during the 9 days, is a far greater Shabbos. We know that achas shabbos d'shmoru. We know that the chiyav shmir Shabbos, we talk in mikdashet tiro, is equated with the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. When on Shabbos, with Kedusha Shabbos and Shmira Shabbos, to a certain extent, on Shabbos there's a Geula, there's Me'ed and Amhaba, etc. There's a certain Geula. So the Geula that exists on Shabbos, particularly in the 9 days, by contrast to how deep, how low we feel during this time, it's the most Heilige Shabbos, and it's a Shabbos where we can gain and build enormous amounts just through using the Shabbos properly. Be'ez Hashem, we should be zayicha that we should be able to mekadesh Hashem Shemayim, Mehira, v'yameinu.
Amen.